Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host, and today we'll dive into a leadership that shapes raw potential into a masterpiece, much like a sculptor revealing beauty in stone. Let's roll.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty awesome, leadership. But don't worry, we're going to decode it so even a kid would get it.
Oh, I like that. It really is like unlocking a secret code.
It totally is. And luckily, we've got this awesome guide to help us. It's called The Sculptor's Secret.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
It uses this super interesting metaphor about, well, sculpting, to help us understand what makes a great leader.
I'm intrigued.
So let's dive in. What does sculpting have to do with leadership?
Okay, well, imagine a sculptor looking at this big block of stone.
Okay, got it.
They don't just see a plain old rock.
Right.
They see the potential for something incredible hidden inside.
Like a masterpiece just waiting to be revealed.
Exactly. And that's what those amazing leaders, those transformational leaders do.
Interesting.
They see that potential in everyone, even when people don't see it in themselves.
Oh, like that.
They help people become their best, kind of like that sculptor chiseling away to reveal the masterpiece inside the stone.
It's like they're helping people level up in real life.
That is a great way to put it. And, you know, one of the most important things these leaders do is, while they have a vision.
Like a roadmap.
It's more like a treasure map.
Ooh, treasure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see where you're going with this, but what makes a leader's vision so special? It's just setting goals, right?
It's definitely more than that.
Okay.
Their vision, it paints this picture of a future they want to create, and it's so clear it inspires others to come along on the journey.
So it's like, hey, come with me on this incredible adventure and we'll discover something amazing together.
Exactly. It's about getting everyone excited to work together, giving them that sense of purpose.
I see.
And for that vision to work, everyone needs to understand their part, you know, how their work contributes to the big picture.
It's like everyone has a piece of that treasure map. And they need to work together to figure out where it leads.
You got it. And speaking of visions, let's look at someone who definitely had one, Steve Jobs.
Ah, the Apple guy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Apple.
Right. But Jobs, he didn't just create cool gadgets.
He did more.
Oh, way more. He created a whole culture around Apple, this whole vision of technology being creative and powerful.
And making tech that's not just practical, but also beautiful and easy to use.
Exactly. He revolutionized how we interact with technology.
Those sleek designs, easy to use interfaces, the whole experience.
Right. And Jobs didn't try to do everything at once.
Oh, that's interesting.
He actually narrowed things down, focusing on a few key areas where he saw the biggest potential.
So instead of spreading himself too thin, he really poured his energy into making those core products amazing.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that even with big dreams, sometimes it's best to focus on a few key areas and really excel at them.
That's a great takeaway. It's easy to get overwhelmed trying to do everything at once.
Absolutely. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk about empowering your team. This is where things get really interesting.
I'm ready.
Imagine giving someone a box of Legos.
Oh, I love Legos.
And you let them build anything they can imagine.
You're not telling them exactly what to build.
Nope. They have the freedom to explore, experiment, come up with their own ideas.
That sounds so much more fun than being told what to do.
Absolutely. When you trust people to make decisions and take ownership, they become so much more motivated and engaged.
So it's about creating an environment where people feel valued, trusted, empowered.
Exactly. Everyone gets to contribute their own unique skills and ideas.
Not just about ticking off tasks, it's about real collaboration.
You got it. And that's how you get real creativity and innovation, some incredible results.
I love that. But maybe it's time for us to take a little breather and let everyone soak up all this leadership awesomeness.
Good idea. We'll be back soon with more insights from The Sculptor's Secret and explore even more ways to unlock your inner leader.
Sound good.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, we were talking about giving teams the freedom to really explore and come up with new ideas.
Right, like that Lego analogy.
Yeah.
Letting them build whatever they can imagine.
Exactly. And it reminded me of another incredible leader who truly understood empowering people, but on a much bigger scale, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yeah, Mandela.
Yeah.
He led South Africa through so much change, helping to end apartheid and create a more just society.
And what's really remarkable about Mandela is that he didn't just focus on the political side of things.
He did more.
He focused on healing the country, bringing people together after so much division.
Wow.
He led with empathy and forgiveness, recognizing that real change, lasting change, needs understanding and compassion.
It must have taken incredible strength to lead with such grace, especially after all the pain and injustice.
Absolutely. Mandela knew that to build a better future, he had to connect with people on a human level, recognize their suffering, but also give them hope for a more united future.
It really makes you think about what true leadership is all about, not just about reaching goals or having power, but bringing people together.
Exactly. And that shared sense of purpose is so important, especially when things are changing and uncertain.
Speaking of change, it reminds me of something we talked about earlier, how important it is for leaders to embrace change.
Ah, yes, change, yeah. That constant challenge. And The Sculptor's Secret actually has some really interesting thoughts on how leaders can not only adapt to change, but actually use it to grow and innovate.
Okay, tell me more. How can we become those change-embracing superhero leaders?
Well, first of all, we have to accept that change is going to happen. It's inevitable.
Right.
The world's always evolving. What worked yesterday might not work today.
I guess that's true.
The key is to see change not as a threat, but as a chance to do something even better.
So instead of resisting it, we should try to see it as an opportunity to learn and grow.
Exactly. And that's where our sculptor comes back into the picture.
Okay.
Imagine them constantly looking at their work, figuring out what needs to be adjusted.
Right.
They're not afraid to change things up, reshape the stone to make it even better.
So being flexible, being willing to try new things, even if it means starting over.
You got it. It's like when you're playing a video game and the rules suddenly change.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
You have to stay focused, learn the new rules, and find a way to win. And to deal with change effectively, The Sculptor's Secret suggests that leaders should really listen to different perspectives, encourage people to speak openly.
So don't just surround yourself with people who agree with you all the time.
Exactly. It's like having a bunch of sculptors working on the same piece, each with their own style.
Oh, interesting.
By working together and sharing ideas, they can create something truly amazing.
So it's not about having all the answers. It's more about creating that space where everyone feels comfortable sharing their thoughts, even if they disagree.
Exactly. And that's how you get real innovation, real growth, even when things are constantly changing.
This is all making so much sense. It sounds like being a good leader is about constantly learning, always trying to improve.
You're absolutely right. The best leaders are always evolving, learning new things, and growing along with their teams.
It makes leadership sound exciting. Always a new challenge, a new way to make a difference.
And, you know, as we've been talking about all these different aspects of leadership, one thing keeps coming back to me, trust.
Trust. That's interesting. Tell me more.
Think about it. To empower your team, you need to trust them to make decisions.
Right.
To lead with empathy, you need to trust that people can change and grow.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
And to handle change well, you need to trust your team to support you and work through the uncertainty.
It sounds like trust is really the foundation for everything we've been discussing.
Exactly. Building trust takes time and effort, being honest, and following through on what you say you'll do.
It's like that saying, people may not remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel.
That's a good one. And when you build that trust, you can achieve incredible things together.
This has been so insightful. I'm feeling inspired to step up my own leadership game.
That's great to hear. And as we wrap up this deep dive into The Sculptor's Secret, I think it's important to remember that leadership isn't about having a fancy title.
It's not.
It's about having the right mindset, the right skills, and anyone can develop those.
So even if you're not a CEO or a president, you can still be a leader.
Absolutely. Everyone has the potential to lead, to inspire, and to make a positive difference.
I love that. It makes you feel like anyone can make a difference.
And the more people who understand these leadership ideas, the better off we'll all be.
This whole conversation has been fantastic. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of what it means to be a good leader.
Me too. And I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to unlock their own leadership potential.
And who knows, maybe we'll even inspire some future leaders out there.
Now that would be something.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've covered so much ground on this leadership journey. It's been awesome.
It really has. And as we wrap up with The Sculptor's Secret, there's one more thing I want to talk about.
Oh, who's that?
Well, it's something we've touched on a bit already, but it's so important. It deserves its own moment in the spotlight. Communication.
Communication, right. I mean, you can't inspire a team or share a vision if you can't communicate it, right?
Exactly. The Sculptor's Secret makes it super clear and compelling communication. It's like the heart of great leadership.
So it's not just about what you say, it's how you say it too.
You got it. It's about making sure your message really connects with your audience, no matter how big or small.
I guess that means things like listening to others, understanding their point of view.
Absolutely. And choosing the right words to really get your message across.
And being genuine, right? People can tell when a leader is being real.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what builds trust and makes people believe in you.
It's like our sculptor, carefully choosing the right tools and techniques to shape the stone.
I like that.
In the same way, a great leader chooses their words and their delivery to make a real impact.
A beautiful analogy. And just like a sculptor uses different tools for different parts of the sculpture,
right,
a leader needs to adapt their communication style depending on the situation.
Sometimes you need to inspire and motivate. Sometimes it's about giving clear instructions or even offering helpful feedback.
Precisely. It's about being flexible and knowing how to get the results you want.
It's all starting to come together, all these different pieces of the leadership puzzle.
And you know, as we look back on everything we've learned from The Sculptor's Secret, one big idea stands out.
What's that?
It's the idea that leadership isn't about having a specific title or being in charge of a big company.
Interesting.
It's about having the right mindset, the right skills, and anyone can learn those.
So even if you're not a CEO or a president, you can still be a leader.
Absolutely. Anyone can be a leader, inspire others, and make a positive difference.
I love that. It's so empowering.
And the more people who embrace those leadership ideas, the better our world will be.
It's been amazing diving deep into the world of leadership with you today.
I've enjoyed it too.
I feel like I've learned so much about what it really means to be a great leader.
Me too. And I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to discover their own leadership potential.
Yes. And remember, the most important journey is the one you take within yourself.
Well said. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving to be the best leader you can be.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.